thing that you've done.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're there all the way. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God. So much we can thank you for. Oh, thank you for the oil of the anointing, God, that we used on Saturday in so many homes. It destroyed every yoke. Demons were running. Oh, my God, the oil of the anointing. Thank you for it. You're wonderful. Jesus, you're a wonderful Savior. And we thank you. Thank you. And we can call on you and you hear us when we call. Thank you. Thank you, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon. Thank you that every tongue that shall try to rise against us in judgment, you will condemn it, and thank you for it. We just appreciate you. Thank you for great health. Thank you for great strength. Thank you for your presence that we feel in the atmosphere even right now. Yeah. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you because you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Thank you for being there every time and for hearing my prayer. Thank you. Thank you for being a compassionate God when people are so selfish everywhere. You think about your people so compassionate. Thank you for loving us and for sending your son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. No one else can go. Jesus came and fixed it for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because, my God, you've been such an awesome blessing to us. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your court with praise. We look to you from whence cometh our help, Lord. For our help coming from you. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail. And thank you for enlarging, enlarging, enlarging our territory. I heard you say this morning, and my, and the third my, what a day. Oh. I heard you say it to me, Lord, saying to me that I had not had my day. I thought I had, but I have not. And you said, my, what a day. I want to thank you in advance for it, because I believe you. And I know that faith is not waiting until things happen to give you thanks. But faith is thanking you like it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate it more than I can express in words. Thank you. And thank you for your healing virtue on the line. No matter what problem people have, thank you because there's enough anointing on this line to destroy that yoke, no matter what it is. You made everything anyway, and anything you made, you can fix. I thank you for fixing every type of affliction, every type of problem, every type of disease, every type of pain. All broken hearts, everything I can say, you're able to fix it, and you are fixing it. And I want to thank you for it. Bless us today, Lord. We'll bless you back. Help every person on this prayer line. And I want to thank you for last night, such phenomenal blog line. Oh, my God. It was ultra awesome. And I want to thank you for it. And God, I bless your people today. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. Let this be a phenomenal day. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray everything. And we ask it for the glory of God. We pray properly for your glory. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And good morning to you, Lord. I know you're here. In the room right now. Is he in your room? Why don't you speak to him? Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's go into praise now. God showed me on yesterday an amazing grace I had this vision. I closed my eyes and I saw what was happening in heaven. People were just jumping up and down, leap for joy. They were leaping for joy. And they were giving God so much praise. I saw angels, seraphims flying all around the throne. Oh, my God. And people were making this roar of praise to our God. My God, heaven's going to be something phenomenal, more than I can say. My God. Before that happens, many of you who are here, you'll see it come to pass. God's going to fill stadiums through the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. And people are going to be praising God. I saw it in a vision. God showed me. He showed the leader first. And people are going to be praising God like the world has never seen. I saw it. It's going to come to pass. God wouldn't have showed it to me, wouldn't have shown it to me, if he didn't mean for it to come to pass. And most time he's waiting on us. Amen. Not we waiting on him, he's waiting on us. And it's going to come to pass. My God, it's going to be so phenomenal. So phenomenal. Yeah, thank God for it. Amen. I thank God for all that he's done. I never forget when I went to Texas and people told me not to go. But God told me to go. They didn't see it. They didn't see it. But God showed it to me. And I went to Texas and what a phenomenal, so many phenomenal things he did for me. Yeah, my God. He's showing me things now and people don't see it. But it's going to be phenomenal, phenomenal. Get ready. Get ready, prayer line. God is getting us ready for something. You think God just does things for naught? No, he doesn't have. God is busy. He's busy. You got enough problems by yourself to keep him busy. God is extremely busy. When he stops by for a reason. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he stopped by, well, by God, and gave me a vision of what he was going to do. And he did it for a reason. And now he's getting his people ready, training them. And, oh, my God, it's going to be ultra awesome. I saw the stadium full of people, and they were praising God like the world has never seen. I know it may be difficult for some of y'all to believe because he didn't show it to you. But I got it. Amen. It's coming to pass. And he's training and teaching for a reason. I hope you get about it. Some have started out with this. I'll say this boldly. Some have started out with this. But somehow they fell off. Amen. And the vision and the blessing is coming to somebody else. I hate that. They fell off. But people make their own choices. Amen. Some started out with this, but they're not going to. Just like when I started blowing the saxophone. Some started out with this, but they fell off. But I've held on now for over 50 years, blowing for the Lord only. And oh my God, I want to just say, the blessing comes to those who have stamina. Amen. The blessing comes to those who are persistent. Amen. You folks who start out and then a few days later, or a few months later, a few years later, you stop and you fall off. You can't be great like that. Never will. The blessing, the greatness comes to those who are persistent. And let us be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap what you have blessed people with. The blessings that you've given out will come back to you if you, there is a if you faint not. Amen. And, oh my God, I've held on. Amen. And now God says, my. God said to me, Bernard, you've not had your day. But my, what a day. I won't let it go. Amen. God said it, I'll live before I take it back. God said, God bless all of you. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. Before I do, Let's do this. Let's give God the praise that he's been waiting for. If you got a praise in every area code, I'm going to say praise check. When I say it, I want you to open your mouth. Don't just sit there, but open your mouth and give him praise on your level. Yeah, that's a praise check. It's to check what level of praise you're on. Somebody mistook and said a praise check is to see if I got a praise. No, 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 no. You got a praise, whether you know it or not. But it's to see what level you can give it to God on. That's why God gave it to me. Praise check. Amen. Let's do it now. I'm here. Praise check. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Everything we need, everything we want. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you praise. We give you thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, my God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Everybody, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Let's move on. I praise here this morning to another area of praise. I want to just thank God for the block line on last night. I don't know if any of you were on there, but I want to tell you, God did some phenomenal things. My God. The Lord bless. I don't know if anybody was on there. If you were, why don't you give a praise report if you were on the block line? If not, I'll do it. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody on the block now? Sister Frost, and I know you on there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. I miss you, Ambassador Bernard Johnson, and to all the saints of God. I tell you, I was already filled when I got on the blog line, but my cup just ran over. I tell you, we had an explosion, a Pentecostal explosion on the blog line last night, and I praise God for every thank you, Jesus, every moment. Amen. All of the godly wisdom that our ambassador poured out on us, the things that God showed him through visions and everything. And I'm just so excited about in these last days how the Lord is pouring his spirit out among all flesh. It said in the second chapter of Joel, in the last days, he will pour out his spirit among all flesh, and his sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And I'm receiving it through the blog line, through the First Fruit prayer line, through the youth line. Amen. And I thank God for you, Ambassador. You keep on keeping on. Amen. And I just sucked it all in. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God. It was awesome. Amen. Unusual. No more church as usual. No more praises as usual. Praise the Lord. The Lord has come again and breathed his breath on his children that we may go forward into the atmosphere to give him the right type of praises and thank you, Jesus. And I honor that, and I couple it with great care. I respect the anointing of God and the time that I'm here to enjoy the beauty of holiness. God bless you is my prayer.
Oh, Ambassador Stern, you know. You're somebody and you're something. My God. Can't nobody talk like you. I appreciate you so much. God bless you so much. Amen. You tickle me, amen. You're just a blessing. You're a blessing. All right. Go ahead.
This is Bernita, area code 616.
Yes,
I was on a phone call, so I didn't hear everything, but I did hear my name called.
Yeah, I was saying someone who was on the block line last night was awesome, what God did. I want you, if you want to give a praise report about what happened last night, please do so if you like to. Amen. I know you were on there. Dr. Ambassador Stern came on just a moment ago and kind of gave us a great, great summary.
Oh,
if you'd like to say a word, that's fine.
Okay, I'll make it very... I thank the Lord for being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the Holy Ghost. I thank the Lord for being on the blog line on last night. It was really nice. It was very, very good. You talked about finishing strong. Learn how to finish strong, and let's finish the prayer line strong rather than being weak and unexcited. We need to show our gratitude towards the Lord when we pray. You said be persistent and consistent in prayer while we're on the prayer line. And you also talked about blessing our homes. And you told us that we should have the anointing oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that you would do it sometime soon. Mm-hmm. That you would not. You weren't going to give us a date. We just have to be ready.
That's right. I'm praying about that even right now, when God would have me to do that. But we're gonna bless homes. Amen. That's one of the instructions that God gave me. He said, I want you to bless homes all on this prayer line, and have them get their oil, the oil of the anointed, and bless the oil of the anointed. And then bless the home. So he gave me specific instructions when I do this. He said he wants you to open your line up and put your speakerphone on. And as I bless the home, your home, he wants you to walk all over your home with that speakerphone on. And God's going to bless your home in a great, 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 great way. And then he said to tell you, as you put that oil of the anointing up, my God, I'm going to be telling you to put it where to put it, and just obey the instructions when we do that. Now, also, we're to record it. Amen. I want to record that when we bless the homes. Amen. And God is going to do something like we've never seen before. As we bless the homes, you go walk all over your home. Go from room to room with that speakerphone on. And God is going to bless your house like never before. Won't you remind me, some of you all, amen, because I'm supposed to do this not only once. It's just like the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost once, but you can get a refilling of the Holy Ghost now many, many times over. And I'm to do this not just once, but to give a refreshing blessing on the home several times during the year. Amen. Several times during the year. Won't you remind me? It's all right. You know, I used to be 22, but I'm not 22 any longer. And it's all right to remind me from time to time if you want your home blessed. But have your oil there. As you lift your oil up to the Lord, it'll go. Well, no, God hasn't led me to bless the homes today, but he has led me to bless your oil. Go get your oil. Amen.
I don't have
that. Oil. Mm-hmm. Get the oil in your hand. Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
for us last night. I thank God for that. The Holy Ghost had you to bless us, oh God, my God. It's so much that was done last night. Amen. But as Sister Vernita was sharing, how the Holy Spirit say now, because you don't never know when he's going to move. Amen. And he say now, pray for the people. And I thank God that you imparted a right now blessing over us last night. And I thank God for that.
Oh, thank you, Ambassador Stern.
Yeah.
If you all have your oil, and Ambassador Lady Benny, I know we blessed that oil last night again, but get it again. God's going to let a triple anointing fall on that oil. Shut up there. Ti-ti-ti-ti-ki-ta-ta-ti-shete. Medi-yanda-ko-shuta-ve-shete-nyante. Have I not spoken to you and gave you instructions to bless the homes and the oil? Amen. This is the day for the oil. Bless the oil and give it those who've had it blessed before. Let them get it again, and then another anointing, a stronger anointing, will fall on the oil. Okay. Lift it up to heaven. Lift it up to heaven. Our Father, I thank you, Lord, because you hear me. You're so kind and so compassionate unto me. Thank you for it. May I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I'm aware when I ask it, that Jesus, your son, said, ask anything in his name, and he would do it that the Father may be glorified. Jesus, I speak this in your name, that you would bless this oil as never before. Let a double, let a triple, let a quadruple anointing fall on this oil. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And let it move every stumbling block out of the way. Everything that this oil is put upon, let the anointing destroy the yoke. No matter what disease, no matter what affliction, no matter what problem, no matter what money problem, whatever it is, let this oil destroy the yoke. Through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, we pray. Now, Lord, thank you. Make every drop potent. Every drop full of the anointing that destroyeth the yoke. Amen. Destroy every yoke that is against the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it.
Thank
every
you.
Person who would even have a habit of smoking, let this oil, if they put it on their tongue, it will drive all smoking out.
Yeah.
If they put it in their mouth, they've got a drinking problem. It will drive the desire for drinking out. Every person who's on drugs, if they put it on their body, it will drive the desire for drugs out. Every person who's having a problem, any problem in their home, that oil is placed on them, it will drive every problem out and solve every problem. Thank you for the anointing that destroys all yokes. And this oil, let it represent the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, shut up. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You've spoken it and it shall be done. Thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ, we ask it. Thank God. Amen. When you come on the prayer line, thank to God. Bring your oil with you. Because when God leads me, we shall speak it and bless the homes. Oh, my God. Have it available tomorrow. The Lord may lead me tomorrow. God bless all of you. I want to go quickly here now just for a few moments and get a few comments, and we'll finish it up maybe tomorrow on Wednesday. But I want to talk. I want to go to the blog line. Let me get the station identification first. Ambassador Hagen, you're such a blessing, and we appreciate you so much. I want you to give our station identification, please. You're there. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning to each and every one
of
you.
Good morning.
God bless you. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, and we honor in that our Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lions, Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nation, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the bishops, to all the other broadcasters, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live in the studio of NPA on the Blog Talk Radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We can be accessed through and by iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, however way you access the Internet, and that is, you can call us now because we're live, 347-934-0207. Many other broadcasters are picking up the screen, and they, too, are rebroadcasting it and re-airing it at different times. We want to thank our Chief Ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. All right, let's go to the Wisdom Seminar just for a moment. I want to open it up to you. I want to give you a subject because this is to help people who are listening to us all over the world. I want to remind you that you are a priest in your own right. It used to be that we only had one who would go into the Holy of Holies and present our case for us in the Holy of Holies. The veil there represented the flesh. Yeah, according to the scripture, it represented the flesh. Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross. And while he was dying, the world reeled and rocked, so it split the flesh in two and destroyed it. And now the veil is no longer there, which means that you and I, all of us, are priests and priestess who can go into the Holy of Holies and make our personal request known unto the Father. Now, I'm saying this because you must know that there is somebody who can take every problem that you have as you go into the Holy of Holies. There is someone who can handle it. I want to talk just for a few moments here. Let me just rephrase that. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar here for a few moments for somebody to give a word to someone who's listening, perhaps in the backwoods of Africa, or perhaps in Germany or in Russia. Amen. I want to talk, and I want you to help us through the Wisdom Seminar. Here's the subject I want us to deal with today. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Because somebody is trying to fight their own battle, and perhaps they haven't really known that they need to take that battle to God. He'll fight it for you. Some things you really can't win on, except you have the power of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, working through you. Give it to him. Jehaziel stood up in the midst of Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel and said that word unto them. You cannot win it without the Lord. But I want to let you know that he's already gone before you and fought the battle for you. Because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. And when they went forth, I believe in that text, they found that their enemies had already been slain. Yeah, they found dead bodies everywhere. And not only did the Lord fight the battle, but he allowed them to go among them and take the spoil up. What was the spoil? It was the wealth on the dead bodies out there. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands. That was an exchange of wealth right there. Because when they took the wealth from those bodies, oh my God, they became extremely wealthy. Because God had saved the spoil for them. Just like the children of Israel